Blog Talk Radio. basically beat it. What up, what up, what up, what up, everybody, man. Welcome, everybody, to another week, man. Welcome, everybody, to another week. Shit, man, another good week. Hopefully, we got another good week of racing coming up, man. Alicat just had his event, and it went off without a hitch. I'm waiting on him to get on here. He said give him a few minutes, man. Anybody else, though, that got any upcoming events or announcements or anything y'all want to make, y'all press the one button and come on. Other than that, man, this week we got Big Jake coming up this weekend, man, at Southern No Time Nationals 5. Look like it's shaping up to be a pretty big one. Bunch of locked-in races, bunch of shootouts going on Friday and Saturday. Gonna be a lot of good shit going on, man. So I guess those in the area that's able, man, y'all go check it out, man. Also, for anyone that don't know, man, again, we're gonna send condolences out to Lookout family, man. And if anybody on here got some information for me, Joel, if you on here, somebody, they got some information on all the the stuff that they got going on. I know they supposed to do the wake on Friday and funeral on Saturday. If somebody got some good information for me that y'all like to share for anybody that want to attend, man, y'all come on and press the one button and let us know what it is. Hold on, let me see if I can. I don't think I got none of my Dallas folk in here right now. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Let's see, man. Got none of my Dallas people. Ethan, you ain't on here? Let me see. Hold on, man. Hold on. Let me get him on here, man. Get him on here, man. Let me see here. Yeah, man. Other than that, man, like I say, man, I want to send condolences out, man. Look like been a very supportive thing, man. A lot of people doing a lot of good things for the family on this behalf, man. The whole racing community, man, and it shows a good thing. And I just want to, man, personally send my prayers and condolences, man, to them at this time. Let's see here. What the hell? I mean, I ain't got none of my Dallas folk in here, man. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Let me give y'all a quick intermission, man. Let me try to get my Dallas folk in here. Hold on. Yeah, let me see. I'm trying to get some Medallic people, man, that know what's going on this weekend. That takes a couple of them. See, man, if they call on in and let us know what they got planned for Lookout. I know I've seen the post as far as everything, but I can't find it right now. Yeah, but guess till then, man. Anybody got anything they want to get off their chest or anything like that, man? Anybody went to Ellicott race this weekend that can give us an update? I seen he had the pretty good racing going on over there. I seen he had some shootouts and stuff of that nature. Hold on, let me go, Joel. Joel, what's up, Joel?
What up?
Man, I just want you to come on and give me an update. I don't know all the scheduled events as far as those that don't know. They might be looking to attend maybe the wake or the funeral. If you have it, could you please share all the info as far as the scheduled events they got going on? Even the I know I seen they was doing a couple little sales and stuff for merchandise in his honor. If you got it, I couldn't find it. I know I seen the post, but I couldn't find it.
Well, every day that they do something, they selling his merchandise, you know, to help out with whatever cost it's going to take for, you know, situation, plus whatever extra is going to go to his son and all that good stuff. But today is Wednesday. It already started. Actually started at 6:30. Everybody at the cut, which is Yellow Belly. They got a 10-0 and a 7-0 little shootout, plus they're doing burnouts and shit in his honor. It's from 6:30 to 10:45, plus they're selling all this merchandise and all that good stuff. Then tomorrow, which is Thursday, they're going to be at White Rock Lake selling merchandise from 5 to 7. And then Friday, I think they're going to be at Flagpole. I think they're going to be at Flagpole Hill or Flagpole. The address is 8015 Dorian Circle at White Rock Lake. And then Friday is the wake, or the viewing, basically. It's from 3 to 8. They're not selling no merchandise at that, of course. And then Saturday is a funeral, which is at Skyline Ranch right off of 20. The funeral started at 12, from 12 to 2:30. And then the burial service is from 3 to 4. And then the repast is from 4:30 to 7. And then on Sunday, you got, it's at Memorial Stadium, 2500 Memorial Boulevard, from 12 to 6. It's a car show and a balloon release. And then they still sell the merchandise. I think they were saying something today, or they were trying to get it today where at the gut, they're going to have his car up there. And I think they're going to have the windows cracked where, you know, if you want to just donate money, period, you just throw it in the car. And then, you know, once they take the car back to where it's going, then, you know, all everything's in the car goes toward him. Plus, at the gut today, it's $10 to get in. And I think half the revenue, or all the revenue, is going towards him. And then the taco lady, which everybody, you know, if you watched him, you know, he loved them goddamn tacos. Everything she sells, they goes towards his, you know, his cows and stuff like that as well.
All right. Yes, sir. Good deal, man. And I guess if y'all want to donate, anybody that do want to donate, I want to say if you're on Hood to Hood, I think they have his, they still using his Cash App, his Lookout Cash App and stuff like
that.
I think they're still using that,
and I think they got a go, I think Keaton did a, got a GoFundMe, or, I don't know the gist of it, I don't know how to do GoFundMe, but I think, I'm pretty sure if you donate to his Cash App, I'm sure some way, somehow, somebody getting that, and then the GoFundMe that Keaton is doing,
all
that's going towards him
and his cause, too. All right. Good deal, man. Shoot. Yeah, man, if y'all want to donate to the cause, if y'all want to attend, and that's the information. Like I say, if y'all on Hood to Hood, go on Hood to Hood. Like I said, I know they got a lot of the stuff posted. They got the, and I'm sure his family on there. They got the Cash App and whatever else, like the GoFundMe and stuff set up. If for those that do want to donate, man. But definitely going to be missed, man. His live streams, you know, he always was very comical. You would always get a good laugh out of him. Throughout the night, if you watched it, he was always running over there getting something to eat, and he was always trying to go get him a damn drink from the damn one of them daiquiris or something. You know, he always running over there, so you'll miss some racing sometime fooling with him, but he definitely kept you in the loop.
Also, XRP, I think they went ahead and contributed, made that drink an official drink. At least I know they had like that this past Sunday. That strawberry margarita with the Hennessy shit that he loved to drink, I think they went ahead and made that an official drink out there as well. So if y'all come to XRP this weekend, I don't know if any of those sales, anything going to him or whatever, I'm not sure. I ain't heard nothing about it, but I do know that drink, they announced that drink is a Lookout drink, or it's on their menu in honor of him or whatever. So.
And what was it? A daiquiri with some Hennessy or something in it?
It's like a straw. I don't know. It's some sweet shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like a strawberry. It's like a strawberry margarita with Hennessy and some other shit. I didn't get one the other night when I was up there because I was driving. But I tasted something that my homegirl had got. And it's sweet. So if you like sweet shit, you know what I'm saying? You like Hennessy. I'm not a fan of Hennessy either. I drink white Hennessy, not red Hennessy. If you like any of that, you know what I'm saying, you'll like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And let me see. We got Ethan. Ethan, come on in here, Ethan.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got the baby and her little jumpy in the background. I'm coming here to say,
oh,
man,
yeah,
it's the baddest band with the G-body, the baddest foot-breaking G-body in Texas, man. Nah, I'm just missing me. You know, I got to mellow with K-Dog a little bit. But, yeah, I was just coming in. I ain't know, Joe, did you have, like, the little itinerary about everything going on for him, or?
Yeah, I just ran it down. That's what I was saying. Yesterday, I guess in the point time yesterday, but they had it at the biggest place yesterday. Then today, like I said, they got it at the good right now. I just got off of work, so I'm going to head out there. After I shoot to the half circle and let my dog out. They're going to be out there tonight from now pretty much our way to, 10:45.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to go later than that. And like I said, they're doing a 7:00, a 10:00, and I think burnout, and I think a candlelit part for him. And then tomorrow is at White Rock Lake from 5 to 7. Friday is a viewing from 3 to 8 p.m. at Evergreen Funeral Home. I don't think I said that a while ago. It's at Evergreen Funeral Home, 3 to 8 Friday. And then Saturday is a funeral from 12 to 2:30 at Skyline Ranch. The burial service is at 3 to 4, and then the repast is from 4:30 to 7. And then Sunday at Memorial Stadium, you got a car show and a balloon release from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And except for the wake and the funeral, everything else they're doing, they're selling merchandise and taking donations and all that good stuff in honor of him and, you know what I'm saying, to support his cause and his son and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 832-9269. Your mic open. Who we got?
Your mic open, cuz.
What?
8269. Your mic open.
832-9269. Your mic open. Who we got?
Your mic open.
All right, well, I'll put you back on mute then. Shit, they ain't saying nothing. Yeah, man, anybody, let's see, man. Thought Alley Cat would have been on here by now to give a little recap of what happened down there.
Yeah, that would have been nice. I was trying to find out what happened down there since I wasn't able to make it.
Yeah, I texted him. He said he'd give him a few minutes. He was tied up at the minute. But let me see.
Who got some lock-ins?
Shotwell. Well, yeah, Shotwell. I see you on here. Come on, press that one button, man. No vacation ought to be over with by now. I don't know who got some lock-ins this week, man.
Hey, I got a technical question right quick, if anybody on here. Any of y'all deal with them Mac valves with the three outputs on them?
Mac
the air valves? Yeah, the air valves. You know how you got, it's a little green and black valve. A lot of people use them on the booths. A lot of people use them on shifters. You got one? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hey, on your shifter, do you have, what did you do with the number 3 port? Do you got your pressure sensor there, or did you just block it off with the little block off? You got the one coming in for the air, and then you got, so far I got number 1 for the air, and then number 2 going, I guess, would go to the shifter. But, I didn't know if I need to put a pressure gauge on number 3.
One of them should be like a release, but I don't know. Let me see. Hold on. I'm trying to.
Yeah. Because I seen,
walk
I was looking at the diagram.
Up.
Yeah, I was looking at the diagram. I seen somebody had a pressure sensor there, but didn't know if they were just doing that to monitor the pressure or they did that because they had some other shit going on.
No, mine ain't blocked off, though. One of them just ain't got nothing in it.
So number three, the top one that stick out, you just left that one open, or?
I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, the very top one.
One of them ain't got nothing
in it. Are they colored or anything?
Yeah.
No.
They just got a little numbers on them. They got one is on the, like, if you looking at it,
shot well.
If it's in front of you, one is on the right side, two is on the left, and then three is just, like, there. See, I wonder if I got to add a regular in there. I mean, I should be good.
Hey, what's up,
Shawell?
You back on vacation or what?
I got the little
Hey, I don't know if y'all talked about it or not yet, but I know everything going on with Lookout and confirming everything, but y'all also got to keep Ali in y'all prayers. I heard and seen he lost his daughter, supposed to be burying her next Friday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, for sure.
So just keep him up in your prayers too, man. He's gonna need a whole lot.
Yeah.
I forgot about him.
Hey, but there was a couple of lock-ins that it was a couple of races went down the Alley Cat race. Pretty Tony ran Bloodline. Pretty Tony out of Houston with the Camaro. Bloodline ran J.B. Summers. Bloodline ran another Mustang. Shit, Bloodline was all over the map this weekend.
Is Bloodline coming to Dallas this weekend? I'll try.
I don't know if they're going to Dallas or not. But shoot, I know every time they got in the line, they was grabbing a man by the arm, locking him in. Every time they made a hit, they locked somebody in.
Yeah, we've been waiting on you to get back, Shawell. You know, I got a bunch of memes of you, man. You know, all them videos you put out there. I ain't want to make fun of you while you was enjoying yourself. But, yeah, I'm going to put the memes out on you now.
Hold on with all that, JP.
Hey, man, you know, man, you rock a yellow helmet. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You was looking like you ride the short bus for a living, man.
Hey, man, you were looking a little bit too in depth in them pictures, bro. Hey, that was the camera, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. See your big ass on that little ass four-wheeler, boy. That really was a funny one.
Hey, man, that four-wheeler running about 45 miles an hour, though.
Yeah. Bad Giant Georgia, man. So what you going to Jake Race this weekend or what?
Yeah, I'm going. It seemed like you was somewhere too, man. Where you was at, in L.A.?
Yeah, I went to California.
Oh, yeah.
California.
See y'all
having a good old time, I tell you. Yeah, man. Yeah. had to show y'all boys how to get clean one time, man.
Yeah, you real clean out there, man.
Let's see, man.
Clean, look
right. Like you was, like I was clean. Look like you was drunk the whole time, but like you had an open bar wherever you was at.
Hey, well, open bar wasn't the, well, you know, I'm going to just leave it at that. Yeah, it was open bar. Whew. Yeah, we'll drink all you want. Oh, what's up with these lock-ins? Do anybody
know,
got
man.
A lock-in list?
346-8784, your mic on. I don't know, we shit. Somebody ought to have.
I appreciate you opening my mic, JP, the street sweeper. First off, again, I want to give condolences to the ones that lost loved ones this past previous weekend, man. My condolences goes out to all the family and family members. Yeah, man, this weekend was a spectacular race at Ellicott Show. I think that all glass, all steel is the way to go. It was action, you know. And I'm going to say this, to a reference from last week when people was saying what if about, you know, if you count grudge races and stuff like that and who doing what, I'm going to say after watching what I watched from Bloodline Racing to Elvis and his son, it was so many grudge races that I would have to say, yeah, for the second half of the season, H-Town is most definitely putting those numbers up with grudge racing. Like you said, like Shotwell said, man, shoot, that Bloodline Racing got after it. Even a daily driver, a cat named, what's the name, Chip. Chip, he engaged with some grudge racing. Yeah,
Chip
yeah.
Got in that boat.
Yes, sir, a couple of times, man. There was so many grudge. Yeah, go ahead.
Who was that daily driver in the Mustang, the bright dude? I don't know his name, but he came up there. That was my first time seeing him on a car. He locked in two grudge races in Randall.
Yes, sir.
The
it was so
Chip,
much
the
grudge.
One Chip ran.
I don't know. That was my first time seeing the two. So, man, I mean, it was just back-to-back action, man. And, you know, I would have to say it. I'm going to go on record. Yeah, H-Town is coming in hard and strong for the second part of the grudge season. So shout out and appreciate all the races. Man, shout out to Dean and H-Town, HMP staff. Man, that track, to say it was so much moisture in the atmosphere, that track was on kill. It was on kill. It's snatching people's axles and tires off everywhere. You feel me? So, man, thanks for a hell of a show, Cat. It went down. So I think you on something with that all glass, all steel. Because I'm going to say this real quick. I've watched nitrous cars engage with turbos and going head to foot. You feel me? No problem. So, yeah, that brought action, bro. And I enjoyed it. So, yeah, H-Town is show much coming full-fledged with that second half of the grudge year. And like I said, I'm going to go back and look. I'm pretty sure I was trying to get Kat time to come on and clarify the amount of grudge races it were. But, yeah, Bloodline to the front. Evers Collins to the front, and him and his son. JB Summers to the front. Old school what's that white car?
Mr. J, you talking about that Nova?
Yeah. Yes, sir. He went. He had grudge action. So, yeah, they came and showed out and represented big
damn,
time.
You missed out your action, Shotwell.
Say, man, if the rain didn't scare off a whole lot of the races, I think it was going to be H-Town all the way. And those, you know, B and C teamers that y'all call them, shit. Them B teamers and C teamers is fast now. They done all stepped it up. So yeah, I think H-Town is going to most definitely bring the heat. And I hope majority of them make a travel up to Dallas this weekend to represent. But once more, man, appreciate the show and I enjoyed every bit of it. The track went hot at 6:30, and I stayed stuck to that fence line in my wheelchair, just enjoying myself there. Tim Rope.
Hey, Sweeper, did that guy that was on the show last week, man, out of Dallas, man, did he come find you?
He didn't come find me. I was posted up waiting. I even had my wheelchair on jack stand waiting him to come flip it over, but he ain't come see.
Where's the videos of all these grudge races at? That's what I want to know, because, I mean, shit.
Probably got to go that
Purple El Camino came down here was trying to cause some havoc, too, now.
He sounded nasty, man.
He called out a couple of people on the mic at the end of the day, though. He called out about three or four people. I don't know who all it was, but.
And then nobody trying?
No, that's a lie. I'll take that back.
It was late.
I think he did engage with somebody. They said he had
a grudge race or two, I think, from what they were saying.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think he lost it too. So he did run somebody.
He ran that red Nova.
Yeah, I don't know if it was sink down or grudge match, but the way everybody was acting, I think they said it was a grudge race. But that Nova got by him.
I think it was a grudge race to bring that money was
big
on the storyline.
Yes, sir. Sounds like a no confirmation.
I'm gonna find all the videos and I'm gonna send them straight to you. I'm gonna send you the link.
No confirmation.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, let Cat get on in. He can tell you for sure.
But I know H-Town gonna shake up that all steel all glass this weekend too. That with two cars coming from this past weekend. They finna shake some stuff up down there.
Who is that?
Okay.
They got an all steel, all glass car.
Mm-hmm. You said two cars. Who was the two cars?
And Little Man.
Little Man and who else?
Rebecca.
Oh, that class car? Oh, okay.
No, it's not. Nope. It's not no class car, sir. It's a whole new car.
They got two.
That's the same goddamn car. They just painted that motherfucker. Stop the bullshit.
Come on now.
Joe, that car got
glass windows and everything, Joe.
You know how long it took out some windows and put some windows in?
Hey, well, I don't know too much about none of that. Only thing I know is a new car. And it's all steel, all glass.
It's a he-she.
Hey, man, this sounds like some fear to me, though. I mean, come on, bro.
That's the transvestite.
Yeah, the trans motherfucker done went and put on all kind of makeup, goddamn me. Just try to get some money so I can put what it is to me. Sure, it's funny, just popped up.
How many more people y'all think gonna do this?
It ain't my car, but I'm pretty sure you're gonna see a couple other motherfuckers got there throwing on a whole lot of face paint too.
But see, the only thing about that though, how can you say that's the same car if it ain't the same car?
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, it's up for whoever's in that shootout. If they see something and they feel like it's their car, they got to protest, and at that point.
Don't they still got the same wheels on that motherfucker? They couldn't even change the wheels on the motherfucker.
So I don't know. I can't speak on something I don't know.
Yep, just like we can't speak on these grudge races. We don't know if they was shakedowns or actual grudge races.
Oh, shit.
Nah, they were grudge races.
Oh, shit.
Joe, them little local jokers, they got after it, man.
They might be. I'm just shooting shit. But also, I'll say this. If anybody can get a hold of Bloodline, tell them anything they can. We come to Dallas, they got actual meat. Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Or Sunday, fuck it.
I don't think they coming down.
I'm
to
just
take,
saying
like, the
they might not be coming because they feel like it might be you know, just all the big celebrity type motherfuckers. But I'm gonna be there sitting on the trailer, and if I see anybody that's of my caliber, they got action.
Okay, but remember you said anybody Bloodline clown. You did say that, right?
So who you talking about?
Before you called out the whole camp, now you talking about caliber. Now you class racing. Okay, well, who you got in mind? Listen, I'm not representing that camp, but I'm just saying I know they have more than one car.
I know they got more than one crew, too. They got about four or five.
Okay, so you called out the whole camp. Okay, I'm pretty sure, what's his name, be on here. Be careful
when you call out a whole camp now. They got some cars in that camp.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it's Bloodline cars. It's they cars.
That's cool. I see what I see. Fuck it.
Nope. Joe, you fuck around eat some words, boy.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with declining a race.
Hey, Shotwell, when you coming back? Why? When you gonna be back on the scene, man? You know.
I'm on the scene right now, under the radar.
Man, when you gonna be back on the scene, man? You know, when you gonna be back out, man? You know, you been vacation, man. You know, you plan 10 trips a year. It kind of almost seems like you strategically plan them around races and stuff, so you ain't gotta be there.
Well, I mean, I got my son's birthdays coming up.
I see what I'm saying, God dog, boy.
But you know, September always. I can't do nothing in September. Wife's birthday, both my son's birthdays.
Oh, you out of there.
I don't do too much in September.
So you're not coming up for Shotwell?
Yeah, but I got my son party Sunday.
Somebody say you be ducking, Shotwell. That's what they say. They say you start ducking when the good races come up. They say you be hiding them trips and stuff.
I'm gonna send you
a text after a while. I'm gonna let you know who said all that, man. I might have to bring you back up to speed. You know, you've been gone, man. So I'm gonna bring you back up to speed, man.
Oh, that Mustang called the Lockett Boys.
The Lockett Boys.
Yeah, they called the Lockett Boys.
Let me see. Hold on, Larry. Your mic open.
I'm in the game, coach.
Okay, 832-8123, your mic open. Who we got?
Man, I'm just trying to see if any Zales or Cash App's going to go out.
Well, damn. How long you been holding it in? Who's supposed to get Zell the Cash App?
I'm just trying to figure out. It's race week. If it's race week, why they need Zell the Cash App? Hey, guys, it's going.
So who you like this weekend?
It is race week.
Who I like when? Friday night?
Yeah, who you like Friday night?
The Snowman.
Oh, shit.
And if anybody else don't like him, speak up right now.
Snowman. White Chocolate?
Yes, sir.
Man, you know that's what we like.
I'm gonna have to look at that list, man.
We might be able to do a little something. I'm gonna have to look at that list.
it is race week, and if I recall, about a month ago or so, someone did say they would lock me in the week of, and this Wednesday, the week of, and I ain't heard shit yet. I'm still getting the runaround. I'm just saying,
man. 972-5672, your mic open. Who we got?
Yeah, this is Rodney. Just let Jesse know that I owe him, so I'm going to be looking for him and the snowman.
Who was right?
You'll know come Friday or Saturday when I see you, sir.
Rodney, you need some get back or something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm a little short from you, sir, so, yeah, I need to look for you. I just want to make sure you don't make it too difficult.
Nah, man, I'm like the rap song saying, I'm only in town for one night.
I can find you that one night.
Friday night.
I will be there.
Friday night.
Just so y'all know, in case y'all don't. Just so y'all know, if y'all don't know, and y'all got shit to do on Saturday. And y'all talking about y'all can be there Friday night. The shootout starts at 12 a.m. So, hope y'all ain't got a whole lot of plans for Saturday morning because it's going to be late.
What you mean?
Is he starting all the shootouts at 12 or he just starting at 1? Because I know he got the run with the rum shootouts.
I can't say for sure, but from the way I looked at it, I think he's starting that shootout at 12 because of the to give everybody time to, you know, go to the viewing and make it to the track and all that there. I mean, I could be wrong. That's how I read it.
What, Friday night?
Yep. Yeah, Jake had put up a post about a shootout starting at midnight, but I don't know if he was talking about all the shootouts or just that 8-car. Because I know he's supposed to be doing the run with your brung Friday night, too.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Show,
I'm just saying, anybody who has some plans on doing something or trying to get back to the house early on Friday night, Saturday morning, you might want to rethink that if you're trying to watch some shootouts.
Nah, I just need to watch one shootout. That's it. The one that started 12 Friday night.
That's it? And you going home after that?
Yeah, I'm headed back.
I think between them got doggone all still all glass.
Hello?
There'll be a lot of surprises in that glass too. Shit, everybody got them dressing up their cars.
Yes, sir. It's gonna be some upsets. I can promise you that.
JP.
Yes, sir.
Man, one of the things. Man, I don't know what it is with me and cracks, man.
You and what?
Crack.
What happened? Hello.
Yeah.
That shot Will?
Yeah, that shot Will.
What's up?
Hey, what's this?
I'm right here.
You put some addresses on something that you were talking about?
You got the message already?
I just asked you, did you put some addresses on it?
you got the message already.
I got out the truck. I had to go do something.
It's Friday.
I got back in. It was, huh?
Time to get my groove on.
Mm.
right. Start where? How was your vacation?
Oh, man. Getting my groove on.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Man. Right on.
Ain't nothing wrong with getting your
hey,
groove
on.
Hey, dog, get mic open, JP. Brother. You open.
JP.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I need to make a quick commercial break. My damn phone's low, and I ain't got no lights in my house, so my battery might hang up. But anyway, October 22nd, man, Hell at the Dell 9, Evadale Raceway. October 22nd, man. We got Gangsta on 28, stand 5,000 to win $200 entry fee. Troy's hit list, 200 entry fee, and we're putting 2,000 on top of that one. And we got our $5,800 entry fee. And we're putting, let me see, 1,000 on top. Let me make sure. Hold up. Let me make sure. I'm trying to work in the door. Yeah. We got the little local shootout. We called it the little G shootout. It's like four guys from this area. They all agreed to raise them with a little something on top of that. And we got about six grudge races so far. And as we speak, trying to find a race for Miss Grand. We got our pressure once we leave Alabama. I'm looking for some. I've made a few attempts to get one, but she hadn't gotten none yet. But the question is going to be more as the day gets closer. But it's October 27th, even there a race. Where hell is the day or not?
Hey, Kayla, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the rules on the Troy Hill?
What's the rules on you have to get with Troy Jackson to find out the rules? I don't know. I know it's just off the trailer.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you about it.
All right.
I mean, you can get in contact with him and me for more info, but he's totally in control of that little shootout there.
Okay.
But, October 22nd, Evadale Raceway, hell at the net, day or nine, man, be there. Come on out, have some fun, enjoy yourself, and prepare to be entertained. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, now.
Y'all got to
lock in this weekend?
We got to lock in this weekend where?
At Jake.
I mean, you've been talking to me 3 days straight on Zillow. Did I tell you I got to lock in?
Huh?
I said, you've been talking to me 3 days straight on Zillow. Did I mention we had to lock in?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I ain't never tell you I lock nobody.
Okay, well, I'll rephrase the question. Do y'all plan on racing anybody this weekend?
Yeah, my battery about to go dead. I held it to day 9. Be there October
27th. Well, right, shake, JP,
that's it, JP. My phone hang up.
Let it hang up. Keep talking, though.
Damn.
I'm shaky, boy.
Damn, man. You look rough, man. You look rough, man. Man, they got no power over there, man. Had old storm come through there not too long ago. Yeah, let storm come through that motherfucker, man. Look, he fell off for real too.
he can't go outside and plug his phone up to the truck. nigga got about 9 calls over there. But,
hey,
you know, who am I?
You gotta stay off Facebook long enough.
Yeah. I guess the storm will keep you from racing on the weekend, I guess.
Yes,
damn! Hey, they say somebody in Memphis going through the mall just shooting people.
Damn. Right now?
Hell
yeah,
yeah. On Facebook Live.
This nigga wildin'.
Mm-mm.
It's on your page, C-Love?
Yeah, one of the shoes. He walked in the AutoZone and sprayed AutoZone down.
Well, man,
he went to a gas station, killed some people in the gas station.
He done went to two places. They ain't caught up with him yet?
My little cousin just called me, told me to go to Facebook Live, and I see the shit. Little 19-year-old dude. Black boy. Going, man.
Yeah, they got him. I mean, shit.
Oh, they got – is he alive?
Hold on. This nigga say, I'm whacking niggas on camera.
Man, this world is crazy, man.
Yeah, they've been a little
crazy.
And he just shot that chip for no reason. Oh, that's tough. Nigga walked right in all those zones and just dropped this cat.
A white man is that?
Yeah, man.
Damn.
All right, man. Man, who gonna lock in, man? Joe, you got some lock in for this weekend, Joe?
Man, I'm trying to goddamn get K-Dog out the bushes, but he over crying about he ain't got no power and stuff. I guess that's why he can't lock in. But, I got Kane, this car to Arkansas, locked in for Saturday at 9 o'clock. And then I just talked to a dude with a little truck. He said he got the parts in today. They working on the truck right now, so he say. So he said he's going to let me know, I guess, later on tonight or tomorrow. They want to run on Friday. And I got like three more potentials. One of them is the local. I really don't want to run him because I got – as I done said before, and I said again, I prefer to run out of towners before I run a local person. You know what I'm saying? When so many out of town people coming in town. So, but yeah, I got, like I said, I got a couple. I got two of the possible. Put it that way. So you playing spades? I got two of the possible.
Playing spades.
Trying to see if I can get about five books.
Man, I'm like, you gonna get no books on this motherfucker, man. They low in here tonight, man.
Yeah, it's race week, man. About to shoot. I thought I might would have stirred up something when I said Bloodline can't forget action. I think somebody would have texted Kyle in. They jumped on here, but that plan didn't work.
They might be some Facebook people. You know how some people, you got to call them out on Facebook and then they'll respond.
Man, I don't need all that.
Might have to get them on the back lines or something. You know,
they can hit me up. I'm just looking to have fun with all my racing buddies. That's all I'm trying to do.
Yes, sir. Well, you ain't going to have no fun with Shotwell this weekend. He going to be there spectating on the starting line, and he going to be gone.
He going to be gone?
You got to be back. Yeah, he better be back in time for that party. Because if he ain't, God damn it, his ass going to be in the dog.
The party in Dallas, ain't it? The party in Dallas or in Houston?
I don't know.
Shotwell, the party in Dallas or in Houston? Shot where? Get your big ass back in there.
I think he's going to be back in Houston, Joe.
Well. He can leave Sunday morning about 8 o'clock and make it back.
Laro, you going down for Jake Race or you ain't doing nothing this weekend? You laying low.
I'm leaving in tomorrow, baby. I'm leaving tomorrow. It's going down.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there.
You'll be there bright and early then, huh?
Not too early. I'll be there by 6 somewhere out in there.
Now, what's
Laro, you hit me when you get in town.
He be there early enough, cause he got to go eat. He got to go eat, so he gonna get there early enough. You know that greatest joker there.
You're right, JB. And guess what, JB? Two job turkeys on me lunch anyway, and I ain't even got to pay.
You owe me a lunch or something, don't you, Laro?
Against what?
I don't know if this is long ago. I forgot. You always say pay when you see me.
I don't know. You say I do. I take care of it. It ain't no problem, brother. But I got two of them coming to me anyway, so it don't matter.
Already. I like to hear.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Well, let me see, man. Laro.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Laro, you see this bullshit? God damn it.
I got a question, man.
Where they at? Where they at? Shake the bushes up. Where they at? Come on.
Did y'all have a conversation about who got the most brothers raised in Houston right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, we didn't. We had a question about who would you nominate to be in the runnings for the grudge race of the year out of the Houston area. That was actually the question.
So how many does Chino
have? Well, what you end up coming up with, T-Love?
Chino had five.
This year?
Yeah.
Name them.
He had the one at K-Doll race.
He had a big tie car.
He had who was he had? Shit. He had five of them. I'm trying to remember.
When was K-Doll race?
March.
No, he had one this year, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, when was K-Doll race? Was it March or April?
In March.
March.
Okay.
Yeah, K-Doll, Trigger Man.
Trigger Man.
Yeah.
He ran Trigger Man this year?
Jake Race.
He had the boy from Louisiana, Roger Rabbit now. He had, but that race, the rain fucked that race up. He had Chosen One.
Can't count that.
That don't count.
Hell no.
Nah.
They ain't racing.
They ain't racing.
Okay, he had.
So if you're not made to the Chosen One, all he had was three, because after that, he ain't been out.
He had three?
That's three
which
so
still
far.
Which he still ain't beat Kareem, because Kareem had four or five, so ain't shit changed. So it still looks like Kareem and K-Dog is the two out of that area down there.
I can't hear you.
You say what?
Hold on. 214-1193. Mic open.
I'm in the bushes.
I
got the bushes, Troy. I'm looking for you.
832-6971. Your mic open. Who we got?
Richard, I'm just listening. All
right. Yeah, T-Love.
So Chino had three. Kareem had, I think Richard said he had four, right? Or five. Huh?
Chino's got four, right? Because he ran that Roger Rabbit, didn't he, in Louisiana?
Yeah,
he named him.
Okay, so then he ran Trigger Man, and then he ran
the big tire car.
The big tire car, and then when he locked in with that, the gray Camaro. That they sold and bought the blue car. What the hell was that one? The one out of Austin.
That's side piece.
The
name him.
Side piece. Right, yeah. That happened, though.
Then side piece pay punk out.
So we can't punk out.
Did they pay punk out to who?
Did they pay punk out to Chino?
I don't think they ever paid punk out to them. To what Chino?
Shit, I put one more. Oh, White chocolate.
They lost one. They lost one. Yeah, they lost one.
Yeah, white chocolate.
We got a shootout. We got a grudge race.
That was a grudge race.
Nah, that was a grudge race.
Mm-hmm. Kareem got four. And K-Dog got, what, four, three, five? No, K-Dog got five.
Yeah.
I think that's what he said, five the other day.
Hey, wasn't that blue car at Chino, the Sonic? Was that a grudge race up there, too?
Nope. That was a shootout.
Hey, there was a grudge race.
No, they grudge race. They grudge race Sonic, Joe, because he ran around, you know, at the trap. That was a grudge race.
No, Chino red lit on him. Chino paid up.
Yeah.
I was in the pot on that.
Yeah, that was a grudge race.
So he got five. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I just came back in. What's up?
Hey, Rich, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Joe made a big accusation early on the show. I don't know if you heard him. But
accusation?
Yeah. We said Becca is entering in the all glass race up there. And what was your words that you said about Becca's car?
That's the same car. They changed it from a class
car. It's the same
car.
They just paint it's a class car.
Wait. Only thing I want to know is if it's all steel, all glass now, and it's a different color car, how do y'all know that's the same car?
That'll be for whoever protesting it to prove, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how that works. You have to ask somebody.
So,
that's
right.
K-Dog ain't on here no more, so we can't ask him.
If y'all say that's the same car, then they show you a picture of the other car, probably pointed out or whatnot. Then what can y'all say?
Then it's a different car. I bet they can't show you no picture there.
Can somebody show you that car side by side with the other car? Hold on. Who said something?
That was Richard. He said, that's a good point. Yeah, show side by side with the other car that shows.
That's all they got to do. And I bet they can't do that. We already established. There's going to be a whole lot of cars coming out of makeup on them trying to get in the off the glass.
Oh, yeah. All the
glass.
Yeah. I feel like they ain't the only ones that done it.
Be
a lot of motherfuckers gonna sneak up in there. That shit. They're gonna be a lot of pretty cars with some ugly doors and shit on them. Watch.
So let me ask you a question.
Did somebody get fucked the last one?
No, didn't somebody get busted the last one?
How did I know? They just voted. I just know they voted a person out, but not busted.
So what I said, they voted him out for showing time, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. He didn't.
That wasn't
all Flacco
class,
though. Yeah, they're going to shoot up. But still, when Flacco did it, the rules did say no class calls, but Flacco knew he couldn't get in. He went to the driver's meeting. They told him come to the driver's meeting and ask.
I'm quite sure that
and if they allow him in, if they allow him in, then he can be in. But you know, Desmond Triggerman them voted him out, so he couldn't
hold
get
on,
in. But, you know, he already.
Hold on, I'm quite sure that would say no time too, though. That all steel gonna be no time cars too.
The all steel is no class cars.
No
putting
no
makeup.
Okay,
so what y'all telling me then? If you show time,
832-9202. Put your hand down.
365 days. 365, Larry.
No,
you know the rule.
Right. No. I know
come
the rule. But y'all saying, okay, this other car y'all talking about, it was one color, now it's another color. So is that car going to be allowed in there?
It shouldn't be.
Okay.
Same goddamn car.
K-Dog on the phone. We got a promoter on the phone. K-Dog. When
but the biggest
the
thing, you
got to
prove
such,
that ain't the same car.
What is the, you know, what's the protocol?
I didn't hear it. I just got on back on.
It's going to be different for me.
Okay.
It's gonna be different for him because he don't give a damn about that anymore.
Well, he's the only promoter we got on the phone, so we're gonna ask Kate out the question about if they speaking about Becker Carr. So if somebody comes up and protests it in the drivers meeting, what is the protocol after that?
I think you have to show proof, and I think the promoter running by the other guys that's in the shootout. I think that would be the protocol. I'm not sure, but that's what one that makes sense. I think that's something like that. Yeah, I think they would have to show proof or whatever. And I guess it's got to be proved beyond a reasonable doubt. And then I guess you run it by the other guys to see the other guys will shoot out to see if they okay with it or whatever they come up with. I'm guessing. You know what I'm saying? But I never had a shootout with that type of rule, so I couldn't tell you. And just from if I had to ask it like that, I would have to look at it. If it's, you know, proven to respond a reasonable doubt, yeah, they got to go. But if it's hearsay and I just can't prove exactly what somebody's telling me because something looks similar in there, I say let them run because there's no proof. You can't show me this. That car shows time within 365 days. You can show me a tire that did it. You can show me a windshield that did it. But if you can't show me the whole car, I can't say it's the same car.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So if everybody protested, or if enough cars in the class protested and say they're not gonna run, and they kill your car count, then what's your option?
Who not gonna run for a free one, huh? Ain't it free?
It ain't about it being free.
It ain't about the time. It's kind of hard to kill a free car count. Now, if you just targeting that one person,
it's
going to be
that. Hard to kill a car count when it's 20 grand up for grabs. I mean,
Yeah, it'd be hard to do that.
I mean, hell, a lot of people might think, hey, they need another duck in the class. You know what I mean? You never know. I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, you never know. You know what I mean?
That's true. People
have been bad. Yeah, it depends what time that car they showed. If it showed a slow time and they know they ain't got nothing to worry about, they cool. But if you get a motherfucker like Flacco in his truck and he didn't show the time, you know you can't get there, then you're gonna be like, shit, nah, we need to keep Flacco out.
In all reality, at these days and age, I guess if somebody wanted to protest it, if they do their homework, they could probably figure it out. You know,
exactly.
Everything's on the fucking internet.
Exactly. Everything's on the internet. Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guarantee you, if you do your research hard enough, you can find out anything you want to do about any car because there's cars that got certain things on them that can't be changed.
Yep. Show
you. Hey, them Facebook police probably already got the proof. They just waiting on the driver's meeting.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I got a question. Okay,
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sorry, my old boy. Don't do this tonight. Listen, back one thing. So, how many people got to be able to vote their person out before they say, okay, you can't get in? So it got to be a certain amount of people to vote a person out, or?
Well, I mean, if they can protest it with valid proof, if they can vote protest it with valid proof that that's a class car, then I don't think it'll take a vote.
Yeah.
But if they can't, if they can't prove it, and then it, you know, it's up in the air, then I think the promoter will probably be the one to make the call and be like, look, either y'all racing or y'all ain't shit. If y'all can't show me no proof. I can't kick them out.
Ultimately, it is up to the promoter.
I can't see them people calling Jake over there with a $20,000 bag up for grabs with a free entry, and hey, we don't want this car in here because we saw him so times this year, that last year. And you got damn near probably 20 or 21 other cars that's probably going to get in there and ain't worried about it. I can't see them stopping the whole race and
do
this whole
thing.
No,
because
I can't see
everybody's going to be chasing that same dog. You do have assholes out here, dog. You do have assholes out here. Just want to whine. At the end of the day, you still got to win.
Exactly. You still got to win. But, I mean, I don't know. They have people, though. And like I said, going back with Flacco, Friday night, it was cool. It was cool Friday night. But when he showed his ass Friday night, Saturday night, it wasn't cool. But if he wouldn't have showed his ass Friday night, it would have been cool.
No, that wasn't even the case, K-Dog. The rules was different for both days.
Okay.
And you
I'm
know the
rules,
it was set in writing. It was
hold
in writing.
Hold on, Brandon, let me tell you this here, though, Brandon. Hold on, Lance. Hey, Friday night. Backstab and all of them, then nobody say nothing. If they had a problem, they wouldn't even jump in that field Friday night.
They couldn't say nothing Friday because Friday the rules allowed.
If he had a problem with it Friday, that car showed time. And he didn't want to run it. He wouldn't have ran that car Friday.
But y'all trying to make it more than what it is. Friday, any car could run Friday. Saturday, it was no class car.
Brandon, I understand all that. What I'm saying is this.
Brandon,
what I'm saying, listen to me.
The same car that was in that shootout Friday was in that shootout for Saturday. What is the difference?
Okay, but he was the only class car. He was the only class car.
The difference is the rules, though.
Brandon,
that was the difference.
Exactly.
The difference is the rules.
There you go.
The difference is the rules.
Okay, but what
I'm saying is the rules.
And Backstabber would have ran Flacco.
Bro.
And Flacco and Backstabber would have beat Flacco. It was going to be the same thing. They still
but look,
the, time,
the buddy system only works when that's your buddy. So that's your buddy, so that's why you're saying that. But if you was the promoter, you have to abide, you have to uphold to your rules. The rules
man,
say
they don't need no class car. But all the same cars that were in that Friday, let me ask you this here, Brandon.
Do you think they told him to get out because he was faster, or was he just a
Told him to get out because he showed time, because that money for that class right there for that day, that money was for cars that ain't showed time.
So you saying if that was on Friday night, he still would have ran the class car, right? He ran it on Friday.
And
then Saturday,
they voted about Saturday.
Yeah, but Friday was the same thing like Jake Race. Okay, look. Let me break your argument. Let me give your argument right quick. Let me give your argument right quick. So your argument is, okay, Jake Race this weekend, right? The outrun with you brung is no rules, right?
Correct.
It's the same set of rules, correct?
Correct.
Right? So if Flacco wanna get in the $20,000 race, no matter what he's doing to run with you brung, do you think they gonna let him get in that race?
Hell no.
Thank you.
Okay. So what my point was, if Flacco would have made the trip Friday night,
it don't matter if he won, if he came in last, or whatever. And if you listen to what I'm saying, bro, I know the rules.
I'm not going to talk about the rules.
If it was a field, I'll be drunk.
JD?
That will. Flacco made the trip on fucking Friday night. He just red lit.
Yeah. He just red lit.
Yeah, but they seen that movie, though. They seen the result, the end result, and it didn't look good for Backstabber.
You talking about some if I got drunk last week, if I hit the lotto last week type shit. Fuck all that. The rules, Larry. It don't matter if that man won Friday night, or he lost.
Okay, hold on, Brandon. Me and you in run with you run class. I showed time.
Right.
Me and you race.
Right.
Would you still run me? I'm asking you, would you still?
Yes, I would, because I got in the class where I knew it was class cars in there. So I got to get up there and run you, because this
you
is the class that I got in.
But you're not going to make the trip. You're going to shut it down.
It don't matter if I'm going to make the trip or not. You rarely anyway.
No, I'm asking you, but that's what I'm asking. Are you going to run me to your full potential on this
Yeah, because I got in. I didn't get in this class to lose.
Okay,
so
what
I'm
going to
run.
Difference from, Okay, what
the difference
is
the next day I don't have to see you because you're not allowed in this class, nigga.
And man, fuck out the rules.
The only difference is the rule.
But you ain't gonna run a class car because they got a rule.
So you saying they should have bent the rules Saturday just to let Flacco in.
No, I'm asking you. You'll run a class
car. That's your whole argument, right?
You run.
Is that
If you're not gonna follow the rules, what's the point of setting them?
What's the point of having rules if you're not gonna follow?
That's just like right now. You know what I'm saying? And I'll glass, I'll steal. Okay. You got a car that's gonna run what you brung. That's almost all glass, all steel. And then the next day, so how if they allow it? Well, if it's not all glass, all steel, it can't get in there. If it's a rule, it's a fucking rule. I mean, no matter if it's no time.
But what's the difference though? If Trigger Man, the thing is, it ain't like Trigger Man went up there and didn't try to go down through there. You know what I'm saying? I can see if he lined up next to Flacco and was like, man, fuck, this is a class car. I ain't finna make no hit. I'm going to just let him go and, you know,
correct,
or whatever the case may be. But he didn't do that. He let go of that button at the same, you know, he let go of that button trying to win just like Flacco was. So he didn't give
and
a damn about running next to him. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So the next day they had it.
In all reality, what he did is he enforced a rule because he didn't like what he seen the night before.
Thank you.
So he enforced the rule that was there.
This is cutthroat. Flacco, that's y'all trying to play the buddy system. It don't matter if it was Flacco.
Who got all
that
noise in the background, bro?
I don't know who that is. I don't give a fuck if it was Clyde Scott. A rule is a rule, bro. Y'all said we don't know what the outcome of that race is. I'll put it to you.
Hold on. I'll say it like this. Y'all still talking about he said something he didn't like. You can't judge that motherfucker. You sit in the car, you done knocked five out and try to go back there.
But then on the back end, on run what you brung, you say you're running. Come on. Let's take two cars out of it.
Let's just say it was me and you racing, right?
Right.
Why am I going to grudge race you and you show time?
You grudge racing me in this goddamn...
No, I'm not, because me and you ain't put up not a dime. We both got in this to try to get the promoter's money.
We running for the promoter's money.
Is that a grudge race?
It don't matter, but you finna give it all.
No, nigga. I'm holding your word.
Man, is that a grudge race? Are you going to run your car to...
I'm answering your question.
Okay, well, Finn, let me answer this. Are you going to run your car to the full potential on that run what you brung, and I'm a class car? Are you going to run your car to the full potential?
You goddamn right. If I got in here, I'm going to run my car to the full potential on this day, and that ain't got nothing to do with tomorrow.
Oh, man. I know one goddamn thing.
When you sit in the car and you going out through there and you get out the gas and what the fuck happened and the other car drive away from you, you cannot tell how fast that goddamn car is.
Man, how you know he got him? How you know he got out the gas? How you know he didn't catch his ass at the 3:30?
He didn't cut the car.
He didn't cut that motherfucker.
What are you talking about? when he see that red light, he put that bitch out. What are you talking about, Larry?
That man lined up next to that man, Larry. The thing about it is, when he lined up next to Flacco, he let that button go to win that money. He didn't pull up next to Flacco and say, well, I'm going to let him
see,
be first
to
shoot because the test pass.
Now,
he went down
to the Flacco. Now, I guess JP.
You know what I'm
saying? Now, I guess JP is team Jamie, too. I guess JP is team Jamie, too.
No.
Y'all
are
the only right.
And
the
Lipsy,
bro.
And if I'm getting in the shootout and I'm a shootout racer and I know the rules of the shootout and I know this motherfucker got me covered, then fucking right I'm going to vote him out. If I feel like that bitch weak, then fuck it, he can stay in. I ain't going to say nothing. But if I feel like he going to be my tough competition, why I'm not going to enforce the rules? It's the rules of the shootout. That's what I got in the shootout for because I fit these rules. And if they don't fit the rules, why would you run into something that you don't fit?
Thank you. Yeah.
Rick
Rick
ago,
we all run it for free
ago,
money.
Man.
We all run it for free
put,
money. So it's always a loophole. Get out of jail
okay.
Free card.
Hold on, Richard. Let me talk to Richard. I don't want to talk to you no more. baby trigger boy. I don't want to talk to you no more, baby trigger boy. Mr. Richard Jackson, you still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm a class card, right? Me and you gonna race. Okay, is that is there a difference if I ask to grudge race you versus asking you to run in anything on 28? Would you run me on anything on 28 after I done showed the time?
Yeah, if I got in that shootout, I gotta run. Absolutely.
Bingo.
Right, you gonna run it to the full potential, right?
I'm gonna say the same thing as JP. If the rules change the next day, I'm gonna be the first motherfucker.
I guess he team Jamie too.
Hold on, man. But
you don't have a valid point, Larry.
No, you don't want
really
me to have no valid point.
Hey, everybody in racing, whether you're grudge racing or whatever, when you put a stick, you're putting something in your favor. So if there's something
pretty
in
much.
Your favor, you're going to fucking use it. I mean, it
yep.
doesn't matter who it is, how you slice it or dice it. If you think that car is competition, you're going to use that fucking stick that's put in the... Now, if you ain't competition, I'm going to ask for you first round because you a fucking duck. So,
okay, hey, let me break it down to you. Okay, this all steel, all glass thing, I mean, this $50,000 race in October, right? What did they vote out?
Man, can you let somebody else have the mic, please?
No, nigga. What did they vote out, K-Dawg?
You'll be drunk tonight.
K-Dawg, what did they vote out, K-Dawg?
The transmission.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, you know, they voted out lockup. So if a car tried to get in with a lockup, what did they do to John Harris? They used the rule, and they put that man out, correct?
John Harrison was never invited. Know what you're saying for your
They did that to Old Red. They put out Old Red.
Okay, they put out Old Red. Whatever.
Listen, man, if you want to know, I'll tell you, but don't talk to him if you don't know what's going on. John Harrison was never invited. Allen and them did not fit the rules and had nothing to do with no damn lockup. People end up going to have lockups. You got to turn them out. Know what's going on before you run your mouth.
So they didn't say no lockup can get in the $50,000 shootout.
Nobody going to have a – you have a lockup, just can't turn it on.
Okay, listen. Oh, you just made my point. So
I
if a car is complaining,
going
a car is
going to turn it on.
No, listen. So a car is complaining because he can't get in because he got a lockup. Then what?
That ain't what he said. Turn the lockup off and your ass go.
Still in there.
Okay.
But Allen and them couldn't do that because of something else. And that ain't my business to say something. Allen knows why
the whole point. It's a rule.
That's what I'm trying to get at. It's
Richard,
a rule.
Richard, I understand what you said 10 minutes ago when you said it. You summed the whole thing up, and that's all I was trying to say at first. But this man going way across the board talking about partners and all this. Man, it ain't about that. Because nobody complained about Flacco. Man, we
that's what Larry doing. The whole deal is
they knew Flacco was going to make a fucking – if Flacco would have been me, they wouldn't have said a word. But or another class car, but he posts the times that are fucking fast. So
when he made a good lick, they already knew what time it was. So the next day, I mean, did somebody say something in the driver's meeting, or did the promoter come and say, hey, you can't run because this is my rule?
Listen, JP just said it a while ago. Flacco already knew he couldn't get in that class. He came to the driver's meeting to see if they would allow him to be in there, and Jamie and them spoke
but
him and said no.
Didn't the promoter tell him to go to the driver's meeting and see?
Yeah, he was in
the
class. He was in the class.
But it was not. It was not. He was never in the class.
Man,
he was
they
never
said
in
everybody
the class.
Was okay with Flacco being
man,
in there.
Man, that man was in the class. We talked
people,
to Flacco.
Bro.
Flacco said he was
okay,
in until
but
they voted him out.
It don't take but one person. It don't take but one person, though.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying, JP.
He don't fit the rules. Huh?
Right, but that's what I'm saying, JP. Only three people complained. Everybody else was okay with it.
But it don't matter, though. All it takes is that one person. All it takes is one person. If one person would have said,
one
hey,
person with a valid
I can't
point.
Get in here because he's a class call,
actually, it was
that's
just it. It was just Trigger Man that complained. It wasn't nobody else. It was just one. I remember because I
one
made
person,
sure.
One person with a valid point. If they got a valid point, then they got to stick to it.
What was his valid reason besides his point?
He showed time.
No. Okay, that was his valid point. But what was his valid reason besides that?
He didn't fit the rules?
What made him bring that up, in other words? Yes, since you don't understand. What
they
made
don't,
him bring that up?
They don't want to say it. Friday night.
We're going to get quiet. We're going to get quiet and let him say it. What made him bring it up? Since Joe said he didn't see the movie when he was on the side of him, what made him bring it up, Joe?
Man, you cannot see, you cannot tell that shit when you was in the car. I don't care what you say.
We can move on, man. We can move on from that.
Hey, that's exactly how I feel when you said a Beckham car is the same car. You cannot say that. You have no valid proof. So
just like Richard said, if you look hard enough, you can tell that car is the same goddamn car.
No. Why are we discussing Jake's business on this show over the airways? That don't have nothing to do with us. None of us is in this shootout. It's not even our race. Why are we even discussing it?
It's a talk show. We need a topic.
What are we talking this night? You don't even know what's going to happen. You don't know if the said car won't even be there. But why are
we don't know.
You create a storm before the day even arrives. Why would you even do this?
Oh, my God.
What you going to gain out of this? You're not going to be in the driver's meeting. You're not even in the class. And you fit the rules. But you want to sit on here and broadcast some stuff you know nothing about. That's crazy to me. What you get out of this?
All right. I made a statement earlier. And
I understand, but what do you get out of that? Tell me that. What you get out of that? It's not going to affect you.
What am I getting out of it? We all talking about it. So what are we all getting out of it?
We know we're talking about something that happened in the past. We're not talking about something before that.
Oh, what's up, JP?
What's up? What's up? Your mic open. What you got?
This is Texas Dog, man. What's up?
What's up? What's up, baby? Long time no hear, man. How you been?
Yeah, I was just getting everything together for anybody want to smoke.
Oh, shit. A little Larry back on the prowl. That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
And
his brother.
Damn, little Larry got a brother?
Yeah, he got a brother. He got a stepbrother you're talking about.
Damn it.
He likes to meet on fight
with
him.
Somebody say little Larry ain't the strongest G-body in Texas. Somebody say,
El Sancho. Well, when they want to do it.
I didn't hear everything but that.
And when I had a phone call to say, if Lelaire get in it, the shootout, whatever, hey, so they got to worry about the man. Because Larry ain't supposed to race nobody but Keisha. That's it.
You got to find out who the guy is in Texas first, right?
You said what?
You got to find out who's better than Texas. They said first. That's the new thing I heard.
Oh, okay. Well, I see you put a little poster without a call. I see the narrow falling down the list. I really had something to say about that, but I'll talk about that a little.
JP.
Yeah, your mic open, JJ.
Hey, look out, JP. Hey, K-Dog said a mouthful just 5 minutes ago. Man, why are you worrying about another nigga car that you don't even know going to be there? That's what's wrong with shit right now. Too many niggas worrying about what another nigga doing.
Hey, sure,
K-Dog
sure
just
right
said
there.
A mouthful.
Damn, everybody got quiet now?
Nigga, I always talking about he ain't going to be there. He don't fit the rules. What you worrying about if he fit the rules for? You speaking on another man's car. Now nobody don't want to say nothing, JP.
Yeah. You shut everybody up, not goddamn.
No, and I wasn't trying to kill the show in that title. I'm trying. I know controversy. But,
what you said, K-Dog was right. Man, y'all, they on there talking about something that don't even got nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah, backline, like I tell them, the backline and this what you call it, is two different things, man. This radio show.
Let me get a...
I don't know, man. Only the day, though, man. I mean, shit. Baby, you said you ain't never had no topic. You got one tonight. Motherfucker done got quiet now.
I know. You killed the show. Y'all done killed the show, man. God damn, man.
Nah, we ain't kill the show. We did not kill the show.
Don't do that.
Hey,
shout out, by the way, man. It was good to see you this weekend.
You got the other man on there talking about lock up. He don't even know what's going on.
I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't know who you is, but I know what I'm talking about, playboy.
Evidently, you didn't know what you was talking about because you were just running your mouth.
Evidently, I did because I was making a point. If you would have understood the point, you would know what you're talking about.
It seems like nobody understood your point.
He understood exactly what I was saying.
Yeah.
All I was making a point was that it was a rule, buddy.
Man, you went to talk about old daddy, somebody that wouldn't even.
Man, did you understand what I was saying? If you didn't, I will explain it to you.
Did you understand what you were saying?
Shit. Oh yes, I understood very well, homeboy.
They already said you must have been drinking.
Okay, well, whatever. You keep on drinking. Go ahead, roll your shit up and leave me the fuck alone.
So what the hell Larry was doing, nigga? Larry ain't understand either.
Larry was in the way, man. He's in the way.
What the hell Larry was
he's
doing? Larry must have been drinking, too.
Nah, he was just in the way, man. He feel like, because they lined up side by side, he feel like if you line them up for free, you grudge race same shit, the same thing, which he did have a good point, but at the same time, they were probably sizing him up for tomorrow, for the next day. They could win both shootouts, and it don't matter. More the merrier. But, you know, they feel like, you know, it's on point. They can use the rule that's already put in place, and they use the rule.
So
and you can do about it.
So do you pull that
now,
card?
What I don't understand is y'all saying y'all won't race the clearance car, but y'all racing on the promoter's money. I don't understand the difference. If you racing the motherfucker and you put in your full potential, what is the difference?
Larry, would you
that's
pull that
what
card?
I'm saying.
Answer the question, Larry.
Do what?
Would you pull that card?
Will I pull what card?
Oh, now you don't understand English.
I ain't gonna lie. No, he said if it was you.
would you have done it? If you
depends on how the I'm feeling. I probably would have made it.
Hell no, I ain't going to do it. If I'm not racing no class car, I'm not racing no class car. Period. If I'm going to race it in anything in the shootout, I might well grudge race the motherfucker. What is the difference? That's what I'm trying to get. If you run your car in the full potential in anything on 28, what is the difference from grudge racing?
Hey, Lang, I'm going to tell you, hold on, Lang. Let me make it easy for you, Lang. I'm going to sum it up for you, Lang. They're going to run you in a shootout because it ain't going to be the free money, Lang. They ain't going to go over there and bet that 10, 20 in a grudge race because they're not gambling with their own money. That's the problem.
Thank you.
So in a shootout, they got
but,
you might knock the tires.
But what I'm saying,
you still
can engage the car as somebody else. Watching, they can engage on about what you're running. If this car
already, because they ain't gonna engage like that. They feel like you got them covered already. They not gonna. It's free money. Then they ain't gonna fuck. They ain't gonna mess with you. But if it's their own money, they gonna have it.
So Larry, I got a question for you. Would you grudge race a class car if you knew he was faster than you?
Hell no.
Would you run him in a shootout?
No, hell no.
Yeah, you will.
Would you run him in a
shootout? Because it's free.
And he's trying to get data. You'll do it, probably do it, like, trying to get data.
But what if I run it? Then I'm going to kill my action. Okay, but what if I run it? Then I'm going to kill the action I got going on. I won't grudge race him, but I'll race him in anything on 28. What if I blow the doors off that man?
Hey, man, look, grudge racing, man, is a game of trickery, right? And if you could see where this man is on the coupe, they already know Flacco a big name over here, right? I line up on side of him in a free shootout just trying to figure him out. If I see where he is, if I feel like something going on, I could come back later on, I'll get off the gas and spin the tires or do something crazy, come back later on, and if I feel like I can beat him, I get him later on if I can get him. But if I can't get him, I'm going to enforce the rule. That's just all he did.
No.
That's all I was saying.
I know what you're saying, Leroy, but this is the way you're saying it. Yeah, this is the way you're saying it.
Man, I'm calling
Leroy. I knew what you were saying.
I'm calling Fred South.
No, I knew what you were saying the whole time, but it's the way when you talking about the buddy-buddy stuff, it ain't like that.
Well, I was saying buddy-buddy to Larry because if Flacco wasn't his partner, Larry wouldn't have no argument. That's why he's standing on that, because that's his buddy.
Well, okay, you standing on Trigger Man because that's your buddy. So what's
No.
We doing the same thing.
I don't know Trigger Man no more than I know you, Larry.
I don't know. You might like him better than me.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
If Flacco, if just say Damian come over here with Backstabber this weekend, and Flacco there with his truck, and Flacco asked him to grudge race in that grudge race, who you like?
I like Flacco.
Okay, I was just asking.
Oh, I ain't no fool by far. I just be wanting to... See, motherfuckers don't be want to be realistic, K-Dawg. I just be being realistic. It's a shit called one-sided. They one-sided. You got to look at the whole broad picture. Larry is being one-sided.
Now,
I like what I like. You like what you like. I don't never bet against that old burgundy truck.
I like racing. So, if you look at the way racing going right now, Larry. So look at the way racing going right now. You get more grudge races in a shootout as opposed to a grudge race. Racing is going to shootouts right now. So why not hop in to get the free money from the promoter? So if they putting up a free $10,000-$20,000, why a person ain't finna get in there? Because they know they ain't finna get no grudge race over here for this 10 or 20.
So they saying that's the new class racing. Do you agree with that? So you rather get in shootout or you rather grudge race then?
Oh, me? I'm a grudge race.
Yeah.
But a shootout's always been a class race. It's just a no-time class race.
Thank you.
Is a shootout with no rules of class race?
Well,
but at the end of the day, shootouts get watered down, too. You water
down
because...
That's what I was just going to say. Hold on, B. Hold on, B. Is a shootout with no rules a class race?
But how do you do a shootout with no rules? How do you do a shootout with no rules?
We used to do them all the time at the gym. Pick four cars, run each other, and shit, they run them. The winner get all of them. And ain't no rules, ain't no stiffs. You just pick four cars, and shit, they go. So
it's
is that
like
a shootout?
But you're picking. Are you picking four cars, or just like any four cars?
Yeah, you pick four cars or four guys.
Then,
like
basically, you've got a rule. You're picking the cars. You're picking the choosing.
What rule?
When you say anything,
name a rule.
You stopping at a number. And you stopping at a number. You're running
no,
eight
we,
wide. That's
no,
a rule.
We,
road
no,
three,
we
that's
ain't
a rule.
Talking. Oh, God
that's
damn.
A rule.
That's case
everything. Every class has to be sanctioned because you know they'll get out of hand real fast.
Right. I mean, like K-Dog has one rule on his. Anything on 28.
Yeah.
Door car.
But what I'm saying is if me, Brandon, K-Dog, and you, Richard, if all four of us say we already look at each other, we want to race each other any goddamn way, but we just do it as a shootout to please the crowd or whatever the fuck, is that a class or is that just a shootout?
You're still doing a class of cars, no matter how you look at it. I mean, it's still
you wouldn't let me,
you and K-Dog run Flacco. You wouldn't pick Flacco.
I ain't talking about that. I'm saying, no, what makes it a class is when you start putting rules on it. But if
no,
I want to
you're putting
you,
a number on the car. You're putting a number on the car. To me, you're putting a number on the cars when you pick four cars. When you pick four certain cars, you put a number on that car, on those cars. Because like
okay.
I said, you wouldn't pick me, you, and Flacco. It wouldn't make no sense. So you're classing the car no matter how you look at it. I mean, you're taking two, four cars and you're classing. A grudge race is strictly a grudge race. So no matter how you're picking four cars, that's a shootout. That's
okay.
A
well, if you gonna class the car, two cars like they say a two car shootout, you still class the car. I say I class that car. That car's in my class. That's a class. It might be a two car class. It's the same shit.
Well, I ain't never heard
like that.
Goddamn, a two car shootout is called a grudge race. No matter how you class it, no, I don't know about you, but two car, that's two car whatever. That's a grudge race, homie.
I'm just saying. You just said it's a class of cars. If all four, 1, 2, 3, 4 cars of grudge race each other once before. If these two cars in grudge race, and now they want to mix it up. But let's say fuck it, we're gonna do it for the fans. And these four cars have grudge raced each other, but now they're gonna do it as a shootout for the fans. Is that a NASA class because it's more cars?
Well, it depends on if your promoter's putting on the race or you putting on your own money. If you're putting your own money on, and I put my own money
up.
You're going to
put your own money up. No, you're going to put your own money up.
Okay, well, then that's a grudge race, no matter how you look at it.
Okay, that's what I just said. We did all the time at the good. Four cars, it's like they right there with each other, which is the same thing as two cars like they right there with each other. Four of them, they get together, they put up $1,000 a piece, and the winner take out. So that's a class?
Four cars in the fourth grade. You're right there with each other. We're in the same grade.
So two cars in the same grade, too, then. That's the case.
You're damn right.
No,
but it don't matter what grade
you're racing. If you wanted it to be a four-car grudge race, okay, I would race you. We would race for $500. K-Dog would race fucking Flacco. He would race for $500. And then I'm going to turn around and lock K-Dog in. I got the winner, so I'm going to race them for separate money for fucking, you know, that's grudge racing. Any of that other shit is a goddamn class race, no matter how you look at it. It's a shootout. A shootout is a class race. It's just we do a no-time shootout. That's why they call it no-time shootout.
Wait, Leroy, you still on here?
Wait, you fell asleep.
Yeah, I was on mute. Go ahead. I'm here.
Okay. Do you consider Flacco a grudge race or a class race?
I think Flacco go both ways, but he
You got to be one or the other, sir. I need one or the other.
Hold on, you can't go both ways unless you're gay.
Okay.
You know,
okay, man. I think he's a class racer that will grudge race.
So you're saying you're a class racer first?
Right.
So what do you think Flacco do more, man? Class race or grudge race?
Say what now?
What if you saw Flacco do more of? Grudge race or class race?
I've seen Flacco class race more here of late. I mean, y'all know him better than I do, but I've seen him class race more.
Okay.
Can I try to answer that? Maybe I'm wrong, but let me.
He's
a class racer because he's forced to be a class racer. And
right.
The reason I'm
he's
saying
more
forced racist. To be a class racer because he has no action at his caliber of car. There's not very much action that wants to grudge race. So he's forced to class race. He would prefer, honestly, I think he would prefer to grudge race. But nobody builds a car. Nobody car to sit there. So then they force you to turn on the clocks, which is what they did with him. And like you said, he ain't going to build his shit just to hang out and make passes. So he's going to go to class racing, just like most class racers do, because the action is there.
Hey, I got breaking news. Breaking news, hot off the press.
What?
October 26th, Hell at the Bell. Fuck class racers. Everything goes. Anything goes.
Well, we already announced this, but thanks for the plug. Thanks for the plug.
I just ran a second ad for you, buddy. That's gonna cost you $1,500 on the JP show.
Appreciate it, Bob.
But even
Flacco used to run no prep too.
That's what I was just gonna say, Richard. He might have been more of a grudge racer before No Prep came around, but ever since No Prep started, I've known him to be more of a class racer over a grudge racer.
Yeah, but you can't classify No Prep as a class race. They don't show time.
I wonder if they're going to do that.
So now No Prep is not classing because there's no time?
No,
I think
0-0,
your mic open. Who we got?
Yeah.
Your time, you can be a grudge race.
I don't know about Rocco, but explain to me of how the class race go. I thought everybody in that's involved in the race was running about the same car. I didn't know that you can have a pro mod running a back half car, you know, and it's not considered, and it wouldn't be considered a class race. I mean, it would be considered a class race. You know what I'm saying? I thought the class race means the same type of cars running in the same race. I didn't know that. It depends on who put up, if you put your money up first or if it's
that's the last thing I was saying. Now all of a sudden everything is a class, but at the same time, a class is cars that fit a certain rule.
I'm trying to get it clarified.
Joe, we'd have been over that already, Joe. There you go. That man got a valid question. You come back with that. Get rich and shut you down for 10 minutes ago again.
All right. Sound wordplay if you ask me.
Sound like you can't take a defeat. Hell. Sound like Harvey the
No, no, no. But the same thing. He's saying the same thing I said.
No, it's the difference with what he said.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
not at all.
My life. Hello.
Told you you're going to pay the bill.
It ain't about the bill. We had a thunderstorm come here, man. My whole block, the lights off. Dodo Bird.
Well, what kind of generator on?
Rich.
Yeah.
Can you handle Joe for me? Because he kind of, he's getting kind of, out of hand again. Can you put it back in his place, please?
Oh, really? I'm getting out of hand.
Hey.
Right. It is good class racing there.
He's from Dallas, man. That explains it all, man. There's
I'm
a good class racer, huh?
actually, I would call you an index racer. That's what I call you, index.
because you love that index.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to grudge. Well, Richard, I'm an index racer, but I'm trying to grudge race K-Dot right damn now. He won't lock in.
I ain't ready, sir.
Well, I ain't ready.
He's trying to keep that person for that money he's got on that deposit on that damn race in Alabama. He won't try to throw that shit away.
That's a whole different car. We ain't talking about that car.
We got a bigger fish to fry, sir. You ain't racing me. You racing Troy. Say that. You just want to say my name so bad, don't you?
Oh, you want to? What do you want to run, Troy?
The gully. You can't wait to Troy to come out there and kill him. The man got other issues going on right now. He don't want to wait. He wants to put it out there every chance he gets.
I'm just saying. You said the week is here. You started beating around the bush. If it ain't gonna happen,
how
much
the man not ready? What,
it's not gonna happen. What you say? It's not gonna happen.
I didn't tell you it's gonna happen. I told you, like I told you on Zello earlier. Just wait and see if it's gonna happen. Okay, you're gonna be there, right?
Now I gotta wait.
You're gonna
and see.
Be there. You got two other races. Focus on what you got to focus on. What you got to matter at hand. And if something else pops up for you, it's just extra. Or a minus.
I see how you doing. I see you scouting.
Man, you don't see how I'm doing nothing.
Yeah,
you just want to say the fact that you're trying to race us and you think you're not ready. That's what it is.
You just said that not ready. That's exactly what I think.
Not ready right now. Wednesday, we're not ready, but the race is Saturday.
Okay. The race could be tomorrow, actually, or Friday.
The race
or Saturday.
Is that. Saturday. You live in Dallas, sir. We live on this side of the world. You live in Dallas. So you just walk out your house and go to the track. We got to make plans and travel. Just be cool. You got two races already. Then you say two and a half. You're going for five. You playing spades. I think you want to go to Boston on us? God damn.
You trying to. Hell yeah.
You can't go to Boston only with two and a half books in your hand. You can't do that.
Hey, you never know, man.
You really going to lose. But we can go to Boston on your ass, though.
Well, you can get a boss if I let you pick your card, boss.
Okay. Anyway, sir. Leroy, where Leroy at? I need Leroy back in there. He kind of got out of hand early. He was talking loud first and then all kind of stuff. And that's not like Leroy.
I'm right here, K-Dot.
What's in that cup? And I mean, what's in that cup?
What cup? I'm at work. I ain't got no cup.
But why was you so violent earlier, sir? That's not like you, Leroy.
I don't know. I feel like the nigga rubbed me wrong. I feel some type of way like the nigga coming sideways.
I'm going to take it back out of Leroy. I mean, Lara. I think it was because we were talking about that guy, Trigger guy, that Trigger Man guy. I think that's why he got violent.
Man, get off the gas. I'm too old to have a hero, Kimbo.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Nah, you ain't too old. You never too old to have a hero, man. Come on, man.
You ain't like everybody got them.
Yeah, I got them too. I got a couple of heroes.
Yeah,
but I mean, everybody's
yeah, Nah, I'm not gonna have a hero to say.
Over there, the seat, you know, the seat, man, but you, man, you were moving too fast. So I say, I catch you on the flip side there.
I guess you want the one that said he ran number the sandwich, huh? That's you.
Nah, man.
Just asking.
Nah.
Right now, these guys on this electrical pole by my house, they my heroes to get my damn lights turned back on, so I won't be burning this $3 a gallon gas trying to talk to y'all in this damn talk show. So they're going to be my heroes once we get these lights back on.
Damn, maybe get your generator on there, man.
Man, I can't afford all that stuff, JP.
Damn. I'm talking about a little one, man. Could have went
man,
to my house, got my little one, man. Just enough to keep your phone charged.
So I got it. I thought someone had generated. I got one at the shop, but by the time I go load it up and plug it up and all that, the lights will be back on. Because they working now. I must have blew a transformer because they're right on top of the pole.
Damn.
Yeah, he in the box.
Wouldn't bush it. It wouldn't bush it, not there.
Nah, it wasn't. And my little dog, when that lightning came through there, it came through my patio door. Shit, the dog jumped me. I jumped
out of the way. Wiz, your mic open. What's up, Wiz?
Not much. Just listening to him. I passed by the shop, but it was gone. But, when that mess started, he knows if he really needed one, he could have given me a call.
Oh, yeah. Nah, Wiz, you know I know that. I mean, it's just in my area. It's not the whole Fort Arthur. It's just my little section. I can go, you know, my people house or whatever, my daughter house or whatever, but, you know, ain't nothing like your own goddamn.
No, I'm out, too. I just got the generator going, though.
Oh, you out way over there, too? We just
yeah. Man, you know that's damn. That damn lightning was rough.
I back with me.
Yeah, it was rough. Yeah, it was rough.
Oh, I already got mine.
Y'all must have bought a bunch of my electric cars over there.
Fuck the power grid. No, we didn't. See, we in a, you know, this is a refinery town. Shit, what the hell the pollution going to do? What extra pollution we got over here that ain't already around? Shit. This car ain't doing no goddamn. What we say?
Then again, when you've been on the hurricane team for years, you used to this.
Yeah. Say, Richard, we could buy a 2022 and cut the caps off and nobody would be mad about it. We'll get a space ticket tomorrow. they don't give a damn about it.
You saying y'all don't got no mission, huh?
No.
Hell no.
What's that? You missed it. What's that?
Check engine light. None of that shit don't matter.
No.
Hey, remember, Richard, when they opened up all them emission stations everywhere? Them motherfuckers ain't last long.
Shit, they down here. You know, you still got to do that shit down here, you know.
I was with shit down quick.
Yeah, them motherfuckers ain't last long, got that.
See, everybody be walking or riding bikes. Yeah, they working, though. No, they got another big truck. No, that truck went down. First half. This big one right here.
And who y'all got to win the 8-car shootout, man? Who y'all think gonna go for the 8-car shootout?
Who all in it, Pete? Let me give my who all in it. Run me down.
Hold on. Let me find it. No, white chocolate. Hold on.
I like white chocolate. You can stop right there.
Damn.
Yeah, stop right there. White chocolate.
You got white chocolate. God. Is that Austin Pruitt in it?
Yeah, Austin Pruitt. That's
you got Austin Pruitt. You got that. Yeah. JJ.
And then you got that Rice car, that little green car. He in it now.
Got JJ. You got Russell Stone, whatever it is, that Maverick. You got that GTO, that Firebird. That Black Firebird.
I like the Firebird.
White chocolate. You got a black Mustang, turbo Mustang, and then you got Dewey them in the little green car. That's Supra.
Somebody said they like the Firebird.
Yeah.
I like
which one?
Well, if I hate to tell you this, but I really ain't a bit, man.
Oh, you don't like the bit?
No, I really don't. I don't do it. I just call them.
Oh, okay.
They say chocolate. They say chocolate milk in the heat.
I'm pretty good shooter, but I chocolate.
Who you like, Pete?
Man, I don't know. I kind of like, man, that fucking Pruitt or that goddamn, well, I ain't going to say Pruitt. I kind of like that goddamn green car, I think. The goddamn do it. The fucking 2JZ motherfucker.
We get a little pool going. I like chocolate. You get a little pool going, you get six more people to go with it. I'm going to take chocolate. Where Leroy and them at? Him and Big Joe.
I like the blue car.
What yo, how much y'all want to gamble? How much y'all want to gamble per car?
50 or 100, don't matter to me.
I'll go with Jay. Fuck it.
The ball cutting out, Richard. Say it again.
I said I'll do 100 if y'all want to do 100, and I'll go with JJ. I'll take JJ.
Okay. I got 100. I got white chocolate for 100 on mine if they want to do it.
I like.
Hey, but y'all know they pad up for the first round. However they run, if you look at the thing, that's how they pairing up.
Oh, that's how they pad up. 832-3731. Your mic open.
Yeah, because two of them grudge race.
832-3731.
Hold on, JB.
That first
Ooh.
Round?
No, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, JJ. The first round is already paired up on how they go run.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how they racing.
We're betting on the winner no matter what, though, right?
Yeah. About who win. I guess if we don't fill it all up, whoever go the farthest, if we don't get everybody on it.
There we go. We can do that.
I'm with that. Let's get who I'll confirm, though. Let's get the confirmation. Me, Richard, with you in the JP?
Hey.
Yeah. Me, you, Richard, and Brandon so far. There's four of them.
JP.
Larry, where you at, Larry?
Yeah,
JP.
Come on.
I was going to take JJ, too, but Rich got JJ.
Hey, what's up, Kier? What you got?
I'll go one with white chocolate.
I'm already in there. I already got
it. Oh, somebody already got white chocolate.
Oh, dude.
Hey, say that.
I go one with the Maverick, Austin, Russell Stone. I'll go one with you.
All right.
Right now, JP, I'm driving. I can't write it down.
Hold up,
JJ. In the middle of a line.
Can I get a ride with you?
JP,
nope.
You want to prove it?
No, I'm on a bicycle.
No, I'm going with Dewey them. Super.
Okay. That was my next.
I feel it.
White Charlie.
Well, while you writing that down, JP, hold on. I got some breaking news. Who is that? They like that Maverick. I like JJ over there, Maverick.
You're in the middle of our lock-in.
I'm trying to do a lock-in,
Kier,
too.
This Kier like the Maverick.
And he going
hey,
out
Kier. Kier, what's you up, like that up? Maverick over JJ?
Can we do one thing at a time?
Let's get this straight first, Laro.
Thank you, Kier.
Awesome.
I'm about to hear right now.
Hey man,
dog ain't running nothing, kid.
JJ.
Dog ain't running shit,
Richard, you say you want JJ, huh, Richard?
I take Jesse James, yeah.
All right, JJ, Richard. Who else we missing? White Chocolate, Maverick, oh, and me. take the Supra.
Who you said, JP? I didn't know who you said. Oh, you said
the Supra.
Okay.
The Supra. Yeah, the Supra.
Okay. What the hell is the name of that thing? Wasu? What the hell is the name of that thing?
Is that the Wasabi car? Yeah, the Wasabi.
Yeah. Wasabi, right?
Yeah.
What's left? Three of them left, JP, or two?
We got three left. There's five
three
of us all together.
Anybody else want to get in there? What cars are left, JP?
You got the
Black Firebird, and then a Black Mustang. I don't know who that.
Cody.
Black
Cody
Mustang. I don't know if that's
the Cody
Jones car.
Yeah.
They got that roll too.
Damn, they fucking Cody. Yeah, I'm about to say they're Cody. Cody.
Yeah,
told him.
You know what?
Yeah, that Firebird, rolling too.
Hell no, that Firebird got. You know what? You know what? Hold him up, swole him up. I'm gonna try my luck because I see you lined up with white chocolate. Let me do my math. White chocolate, bust the tie. Hey, I take that black Firebird. Fuck, put me in the game, coach.
Ain't but one thing, deader than a mother ever.
So you got Chase.
Ain't no but fuck you.
So Larry, I got the first round.
Yeah. You just ain't gonna get paid. Okay. You ain't getting paid.
First round call out.
I don't want
to. Y'all gonna lock in? Y'all gonna lock in on locking?
But
hey, y'all put y'all entropy up for the shootout.
We need two more people.
You gonna lock? Nah, we don't get nobody else. We gonna go with what we got. Everybody.
So what
go to pause.
JP, we gonna send you the money or what?
Man, I guess really, shit. If everybody got cash out for Zell, whoever win, we just everybody send their money to that person.
I'll be a check. I don't got neither one of them. My money good though. I ain't tripping.
I give you my 100. I get that,
Richard. I don't know if I'm gonna be there.
Just let me know. I'll send it.
I'll be there. If y'all gonna be at the track, I get. Kato, you going to track Friday?
Supposedly, yeah.
We doing the 50 or the 100? We doing the 50 or the 100.
We doing 100.
Goddamn thing. I ain't scared of shit. What we doing the
50 or the 100,
man?
I just told you 100. I bet 50 first round, me and you.
Wait, what you say? You talking me and you. Man, I ain't taking your little $50, but
scare
you know what? No, I'm going to bet that 50. Man, you don't run nothing. I know what
thing
you better have my shirt.
Just say lock.
Larry, let me get 50. LCK.
I don't know what that means. LCK, that's not even a word. What the hell?
Larry, let me get 50, man. No. Hey, man, get your ass in this shootout, and you get what you want.
I don't need no help. I'm by myself.
So
we got
two left, Pete?
Got two opening. Where's Shotwell? He don't want to get in there? He likes to gamble? Where he
is? Shotwell ain't going to make it.
Oh, somebody gonna pick up a bag. We need to pick that bag up like they gonna pick up at the end of the race.
Hey,
you picking up a bag on somebody else's dime. Ain't that some shit?
I will. I don't want to do no more.
I'd ask Joe, but I know he'd be squeezing through the fence sometimes, so I don't think you want to gamble.
Oh, man. You still on, Joe?
Oh, that's the one that's
walking into the track. They are yellow belly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. We look out. Okay.
Oh, well, yeah. He's in there. That's what he's doing now. He's sneaking through the gate. you call good money, Richard. He's sneaking through the gate right now.
Man, he ain't going to do that to lookout, man. I know he ain't going to do it to lookout, man. The man is for worth the cause, man. Pay them people, Joe. Damn.
Hey, that's what he's doing, dog.
He's looking at. Yeah, for his damn self. He's looking out for himself. Well, let's see. What that is? That's a $600 bag, huh? No, $500.
Yeah, six.
It's $500. No, way.
$600.
$600. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's $600.
But you count the money you're putting up. You can't probably count the money you're putting up. Larry, it's your money.
Man, I'm counting everything. It's going back in my pocket.
Hey, 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 when you win the shootout, when you win the shootout, do you say, hey, K-Dow, when you win the shootout, do you say you won 20,000 or you won 19,800?
Oh, I want 20. I want 20, P. I want 20. But see, with me, look, P, with me, I'm gonna win 650. I'm gonna be the only one to shoot out, win extra money.
Hey, oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Larry.
There it is.
Damn, man, that is kind of fucked up. Yeah. I gotta run this big ass Grizzly bear. That show fucked up, but I'm cool with that.
Man, you did your math, though, Larry. You did your math. Hey, Larry, your math might be right, you know.
Hey, man, hey, listen, man. White Chocolate ain't all the way lined down, so I'm cool with that. Fuck it. I'm gambling.
Larry, you really got action, man. That five burst time.
I know I do. That's why I said. Man, listen. Hey, JJ, I ain't fucked up about that white.
Well, give me
JJ wants some more of that.
No, I don't want the goddamn thing. I'm just
seeing Rocky to sleep.
Hey, well, give me hey, the Firebird Tower white chocolate, right, bro. You got action, bro.
I know I do. That's why I'm leaving it where it's at.
Well, just give me 100,
JJ. Chill and be still, baby. Just chill and be still. You out there. You ain't get yourself shit.
Hey, K-Line. K-Line, I throw a bomb at your house.
Well, you can't find my house. Now it's a dog on my down street. You might throw the wrong house.
Okay, well, watch. If it's two cars up, and everybody two cars.
We can't hear you, man. We can't hear you. Come out of the restroom. Wherever you at, we can't hear you.
Hey, I think a bone showing out or something.
Yeah.
I make y'all a deal. I take the last two cars for $25 a piece.
Man, hold up, man. Who the
hell? Hell no.
Man, that man said he'll take the last two cars for $25 a piece.
I mean, that's not bad. I'm going to say I'll take the last two cars for $25.
Hey, but that signing car ain't no slab either, though.
That's what I'm saying. Who going to win the
Somebody on the cordless phone or something. So right now, what we doing? Whoever go to farthest, right?
Sweeper, that's you, Street Sweeper.
Yeah. Whoever win, that's the thing. Who can win? Whoever go to farthest, if we know how the other two cars feel. Whoever go to farthest, right. That's got money on their head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever go to farthest.
So when you lose, K-Dow, you just putting your money in the pot. It don't go to me until I win, right?
No, we got $50 on the side, sir.
The 50.
Man, how you gonna tell me what we got on the side? Okay, you got a bet, sir.
We
I said
on
you
the
got
side,
a bet.
Man,
okay, so you're trying to handle me in front of everybody.
How you want to feel it.
I said lock, man. We ain't gonna keep talking like that.
That's how you feel, man. I can't get $50?
I'm broke, JJ. I don't want to tell nobody.
Man, go ahead and end the show, JP.
No,
man.
Sir.
Man, he didn't. Hey. He didn't come to Houston this weekend, so he didn't serve and collect.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I got that little old money coming. I'm good. Yeah.
Hey, you want to bet that little old change?
JJ, you going to keep on until I'm end up fucking you up, and you're going to be mad, brother. So I'm letting you make it right now. But if you keep on, I'm going to fuck you up.
Hey, pour honey on me.
Nah.
You serious?
That's when the bees come dead.
You serious?
The bees come dead.
Well, it's like 1 o'clock.
In the morning?
Oh, my God. I guess so.
We got to get some
clothes. Hey,
Yeah. And don't let nobody run in there on my ain't a nigga with a dog mind now. I'm going to have to come see about you.
Man, what about me?
What about you?
Looks like we got to evacuate for a second.
Hey, like you're going to your daughter's house anyway, huh?
Yeah, we're going to evacuate for a second. They done left the street. They done left off the street, so it must got to go get a part. Lord, love it up. Now, JP, JJ, what you say about that honey now? What you was talking about?
Larry said he trying to save me. I told him, shit, don't save me. Put me in there with the bell. Pour honey on me.
So is this for Larry or is anybody pour the honey on me?
Oh, you can pour the honey on me for sure. I know you, sweet.
Oh, okay.
Hey, dog, I give you the honey. I let you go and go buy honey.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, one thing I know about you, he real sweet. ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind with him, cause man, he's so. Got me thinking about R. Kelly over here. When he start asking about some honey, little honey love. Hey, JP.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to Port Arthur right now with candles just for him.
Man, go ahead, man. Well, get them other two locked in, JP.
Hey, so the last two left is Sonic and Cody.
Yeah.
Damn. Oof. I might have to give me two slots.
Nah, you don't get no two slots. You better put Brandon and Leroy.
Hey man, that man gonna get him two slots. He's gonna get fucked up. Ain't no difference.
Man, that man who had no double shot at my money, you lying. We just talked about the rules when they're in effect and you know they're to your advantage. Come on, man.
Rules are made to be broken. Fuck it.
Yeah. Man, somebody got two bad calls, though. That's a good bet.
Go ahead and take one, though.
Shit, I already took Pruitt.
Oh.
Well, I mean, nobody
can
make
another call
about it. Yeah. What'd you say? Make another call about it so we'll know for sure.
Say that one more time.
I said do like another call about it. You know, if anybody wants the last two cars before we lock it down. Well,
We got a hand went up.
936-6694. Come off mute.
Might have made a mistake, man.
Just so everybody can understand, what happens if the car don't make the show?
If your car don't make the show, you lost.
No. You get your money back, man.
No, it just ain't in there. You just ain't in there.
Well, if two left, so can that person pick one of the other two?
Yeah, he can do that. He can do that.
He can back out or pick up another.
Leroy over there trying to make it gangster. He want free money.
Say.
Yeah.
Thank you. I want it all.
Yeah,
hey,
we can see.
The way I look at it, see, y'all going to knock each other off. So somebody going to go early right there.
Hey, you might go early. You got that signing card. You
yeah,
might
somebody
be
gonna go early.
Boy, show gonna get interesting.
He got Austin. He went with the other.
Yeah, but I'm saying he raced in that Sonic car. He raced in that Sonic car first round. He got a real bat. Ooh, look at the fleas on Fluffy.
U.S. Fluffy.
Boy, you think you got you something, boy. Boy. I know you don't. One thing I know about that old firebird, it's going down through there. It ain't going to bust no tire. It ain't going to do none of that shit. It's going down through there.
Better another 100, eh? Yeah. The most consistent car going to win is right here.
Better another 100, eh? JJ, get out of my business.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Hey, y'all do know they start at 12 o'clock, right?
Man, no matter when they start, it's locked in, Jack.
Yeah, they moved it to midnight.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Yeah. If I ain't up, I'll see it when I wake up.
Man, everybody over here straightforward. We'll be all right.
Yeah, we all straightforward on them. Larry, a little shaky. Yeah, a little shaky.
Yeah,
but,
guess
know.
What? You might have to get it the best way you can.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you get out the bed now, I just do what you got to do.
I'm going to just put your ass in the headlight. That's all I'm going to do, put you in the little headlight.
Hey, everybody heard me say it. It's a recorded show, so. He don't get paid, don't say I didn't want it. He got to do what he got to do.
So, JP, you said you ain't coming down, period?
If I come, it probably won't be to, it'll probably be Saturday. It just depends how I work. If we off Saturday, then I might shoot out Friday night and come down there. We work Saturday, and I ain't coming, because, shit, by the time I leave and drive 4 hours, 5 hours up there, shit, fuck that. I'm going to be tired.
Yes, sir.
Shit, he's still tired from fucking California. His eyes open.
I ain't been working, but shit, it feel like I've been working, been moving shit back and forth. I done made 3 goddamn trips back and forth to Houston moving shit.
Well, so Joe don't want none of that.
Nah, I don't know what a leprechaun is. He gone. That leprechaun gone, man.
Oh, man. It's all your fault, Richard.
He's stuck between the fence.
Leprechaun gone, man. We might catch him. We might catch him on the back line. Might catch him on the back line. He might try to do something. Him and old shot,
so
Will.
Hey, did that Lucky Luciano race happen?
No, it rained.
With who?
This weekend.
I think it rained.
They're both right.
Ain't they testing tonight? Wasn't they testing tonight?
I think it rained, K-Doc.
No, I'm coming tonight.
Yeah, I think it rained.
Oh, okay.
It's a badass Mustang out there.
They got what kind of Mustang?
Man, like
nice.
Fast, bad.
Oh, East Coast.
Yeah.
Oh, East Coast. Oh, East Coast. No, you got family over there and shit.
Oh, yeah. You got people all over the world now.
Yeah. Brother-in-law and all that. All kind of shit going on.
You don't have to exit, man. I got to fish for me some clothes in here. We got to.
Hold on, Kate. I'll pull you here. Brian McGee, Kate. It's Gray.
Oh, yeah. Flying Brian McGee. They call him Flying Brian. They said that boy do run.
Well, I got one of them silvers.
All right. Well, we already know who we got in these six cars, so if you get two more, JP, let me know. But White Chocolate to the front. Have my $50, Larry.
Three, six, six. What we got? Hello.
Everybody got quiet. Yeah, I was trying to open them up. I don't know. I was coming through this.
Kate all took everybody with him.
Kate all fell off. Coming through this damn anti-wag, I was losing signal for a minute. Yeah, well, shit, fella. I guess we'll try it again next week, man. Shit. Everybody be safe out there, man. And y'all be careful on y'all road to the road trip to the Big J Grace, man. And have a bunch of fun, shit. Hopefully I'll see some of y'all there, man. Get y'all next week.
That's it, folks.
Listen to my 9mm go bang. I'll close your brain. Pure motherfucking terror. And you ain't seen the coming of death like this ever. Oh, and now I got a Colt 45. Semi-automatic explosion between your eyes. Surprise. I thought your yesterday would come back to haunt you. But believe me, I'll come back to haunt you. I've been to bring your dog days to your mister. Cause rule on the street, you come on, we come get you. And hit you.
My life.
Everybody needs sunshine. My life. His mama must have got the news. The little boy that she gave birth to was one of them niggas.